All right, all you bingers out there, we've got you for the next 90 minutes for Life's a Binge.
All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show.
Thanks.
Wrapping up the year with this one. Yep. End of 2018. Woot, woot, woot. So a big shout out to all you listeners out there. You guys made this year fantastical. Did we start our Patreon this year? I think we did.
I think we did too.
I think it was started this year. So thanks to the patrons out there, patreon.com/lifesabinge. Big shout out to David and Tony and Kathy and Jess and BJ and the honorary bingers as well. patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Let's add your name to it this year.
Absolutely.
Not you, Jared, but
you, the listener.
You, the listener, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
The royal you.
Yeah. The royal me.
That's how that works?
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, lifesabinge@gmail.com if you want to shoot us an email, 619-438-0532 if you want to leave us a voicemail.
I sent you an email there a long time ago and you never replied.
What? That's not possible.
It's true with your guys' headshots attached, actually.
That's the word.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I did not reply.
I asked BJ if he got his, and he's like,
yeah,
no.
Sorry about that.
That was kind of like
totally my
just
fault.
Sort of like, I was sort of like, he'll get to it. You know,
I thought it was me.
Yeah, I was like, you know, like it was a nice, he did a real nice thing, and so I don't want to, you know, it was very generous of his time and effort and talent. And so I'm like, it's fine.
Turn it around immediately.
That is instantaneously my fault. Because I checked it, because I get an alert, and so I checked it while I was at work, and then after that, it was just whoop, like gone out of my head.
That's why I try
cannot
not
relate.
To,
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, when I take a break at a wedding, I try to not check my phone because like whatever I look at right now, I'm gonna forget about.
Exactly. Like, so it was. It's totally my fault. But we did get our headshots from Rich.
Good.
And
how they look?
He sent those to lifesbinge@gmail.com, which does get checked. We just might forget.
Yes. If we get a letter, you'll be so
and by,
excited.
And by we, I mean I do not mean the royal we. I mean no, I failed.
There's a singular we there. The one sad we.
Yeah. But go ahead and send us an email.
Do it.
I'll get back to you probably.
You will.
And then follow us on all social media at Life's Binge, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff.
You see the latest Life's a Binge one from the Santa's Village?
Oh, I did not.
I saw it.
Well, you should have.
Michael Caine.
Did you see the latest Life's a Binge? That's what you said.
Crikey.
Sounded. Sorry. Yes.
You didn't see it?
Over here,
oh,
we've
no.
Got
dude, that made me laugh.
Yes.
A lot.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I was like, gonna say it was really funny.
Really well done.
And it was just like one take. Like,
oh yeah.
Boom, bam.
Absolutely.
And
whoever the guy is at the end,
it's Kyle.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Kyle. And we just like threw it together. I was like, look, this is what I want to do. Yeah. I want the baby's perspective. You know, so like. So when I turn to you, because it's the funniest.
It's perfect, no,
it's
dude.
It's the funniest. Like I always wish that like I had like, oh, I wish it was a camera
right.
Pointing that way where parents are like, beep, 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 beep. Look. And they're shaking the bells. They're like, ling.
I try to take that shot whenever I'm like assisting for somebody. Like if I'm assisting on a wedding and the parents are all trying to get the whole group of kids to look. I'm like, I'm going to come around the other side.
Dude, it's so funny.
This is great.
It is. It is money. It's a money image.
With the keys.
That was a really good idea.
Yeah, it was cool, and it worked out good, so I was happy.
Dude, I laughed so hard.
That was good.
Cool.
That was really
smile.
Good.
Smile.
I was telling him, like, don't post it, because I shared it, like, that night, just the raw footage, but I was like, don't, like, let me mess with it a little bit. I want to shave a little bit off. I want to, like, take this and slow this down at the end.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Put our Life's a Binge on it, of course.
Check it out. Instagram, at you will laugh. It's a very funny short little 30-second video. Oh, yeah, good times. But while you're there, hit the little follow button and the like button and subscribe and all that good stuff. But with that being said, let's start the show. You know what to do.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Well, you got to exhale. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
You're not wrong.
Goodness gracious, I love this show.
What's up?
I took down my Christmas today.
I saw it.
Really?
Took it down.
Took your Christmas tree down?
Christmas tree's chopped up in the green bin.
Huh.
Got the lights taken down. It's all put up here in the garage. Done.
Really?
It's over.
So you don't extend into like January.
Typically we would do like after like the new year and
but
stuff.
You also put it up in like July. So.
But
so.
But I
it's
had
really
the,
dry. So.
I worked and I actually got off somewhat early today and I was like, while I'm off in the daytime for the first time in God knows how long,
actual
I'm gonna
daylight.
Get some work done.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got all that taken down. The
garage is looking good too.
Actually. It's getting there. We're getting it back to organized here, but and that's what I was gonna say. Like ever since we moved in, it's been like we have to get the house ready for the Halloween housewarming party, and then like once that's done, it's like now we got to get the house ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all this stuff, and we haven't had any time to like actually
just exist in the house,
settle in the house yet. So like that's why I was like, I have the day off. We're gonna get rid of the Christmas stuff. We're gonna put it and we got Halloween stuff. We're gonna put it all away, and we're just gonna like finally like settle in.
Yes,
and it's gonna be fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah,
I haven't settled in after a year. I still haven't right. settled back into the house.
Right. That you were shit. In for, what, 12, 13, 16 years?
15, 16 years, yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And then you were out for four,
a month.
3 months?
A
Only
month.
A month?
It was just a month, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you're back.
Now
still
I'm back.
Still trying to settle in. Still,
yes.
Exactly.
It's never Someday. Stopped. Like, it never stopped. Like, I was, like, trying to move in and out, like, while you're working, while you're
well,
doing
then you
want
to like, and then you actually have a like. I want to get a garden going and stuff, but like, I haven't just had time to like
you have yard goals.
Dude, think
you,
about that stuff.
Yeah, I do. Every time I go pee in your yard, I tell you it's magnificent.
Oh yeah,
it's like I can't imagine. Yeah,
it's getting there.
I'm like this. Yeah, yeah you got so much to work with. Here.
Yeah,
like so
it's,
much.
It's all and it's all gonna start.
Yeah, it's 2019
is gonna be the year.
I get happy for you every time I'm out there. I'm
yeah,
like, the I'm year like, of the yard.
The year of the yard.
Dude, yard's good.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna make my yard better this year too, for sure. My garden.
Yeah, and I'm going to get, you know, really organize the garage and get a workbench going because I got that nifty little miter saw over there that my wife gave me for Christmas. Oh, dude, it's been since Christmas since we talked.
Yep.
It's been at least 10 days.
So I got that cool saw over there. Did you get anybody in Christmas? Have a good Christmas?
I got these bitchin' Spider-Man socks.
Hell yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking about it for months. I'm like, I want some fun socks. I'm going to have any fun socks. So Lindsay got me like... just a metric ton of socks.
That's fantastic.
And her sister got me socks. And her brother-in-law got me socks. And her other sister got... like, they all, like... I'm like, okay, well, now I have socks.
Like,
I
really like iPads. Like,
yeah, right? I love Maseratis. I'm just going to go out there and get it.
Everybody could just pitch in on that.
So
one.
Here's like, the exact camera lens.
What he wants is socks, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put that iPad back. Rich asks for socks.
It's true, though. That's like my favorite Christmas present.
I love
socks. And
I never
wear
socks for myself.
Exactly.
So I love getting that shit.
I got a nice pair of, like, fur lined ones like walk around with the little rubber stickies on.
Oh, yeah, I got some of the wool ones.
Ah, those are nice. Those
Hell
are nice.
Yeah.
So,
good times.
Yeah.
But
Christmas
we didn't really do
in
Christmas.
Your middle ages.
In
what
out,
do you like?
In and out gift
Socks,
cards.
Please. Hell yeah.
There
gift
you go.
That keeps on giving.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas, guys. Happy New Year
Happy
to
New
all
Year.
The listeners out there.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, it'll probably be 2019.
Yeah, but that's For what's some, up with anyway. Me. I took down my stuff, and it's crazy that... See, it's weird to me because, like, we didn't talk about Christmas because it was last week or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I took down all my Christmas stuff, and that's what's on my head instead of the fact that we actually celebrated this stinking holiday.
The actual holiday.
It's like, I cleaned it up!
Christmas is gone.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's up with you guys? Nothing.
Since we talked last time, we had two BJ and the Biz shows.
Nice.
Last night was our best show we ever had. In fact, going back to BJ and Todd, a performance at the Blarney Stone. This was the best night in 10, 11
just years. Crowded. People were into it. And,
yep. Yeah. Everything was just happening. Everybody was so into it. People were just, yeah, just so into it. And
we built this city.
I know. So, different band, but I had to do it.
Well, and it's funny. So, and that's it. That's a really good segue because, you know, as we talked about this other band.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has changed a little bit. So this band is like a B team of another band,
okay.
Kind of.
Yep.
And so the A team,
the replacements.
Someone had like bowed out. And so
you got called up to the big show?
No, but sort of. But anyway, it's been like bandied about like, so do you guys want to do this or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about it. I don't know if I really want to do it. Like, I just don't. I'm not.
It's another commitment to another thing. And
well,
like,
and not only that, I'm not like we built the city and Barbie Girl. There's some stuff there that I'm just like, this doesn't call my name. Yeah.
Come on, Barbie.
Yeah, it doesn't. It does. It really is not like.
It's fantastic.
It doesn't call my name. And especially when I consider like last night where I had so much fun playing like songs that I really like and kind of like. Having like control of what the product is, it was just so fun and so we'll see. I think I like the idea of getting some other musicians to work with, but we got a hip surgery coming up. I'm gonna be trying to like sell SeaWorld on some ideas, you know, and a job,
right.
You know, since, you know, and my job is like, you know, wrapping up as far as Pets Rule goes.
Money.
And so it's not really a priority. But last week, the weekend before that, we played, but we didn't have our drummer. And so our good friend, Maddie Warburton, sat
Maddie
in
Warbs.
On percussions, and it was great. It was so fun, and we had a really good time. And Maddie is now the official substitute percussionist of the biz. He's an official member of the biz.
Nice.
Word.
So that's what's up, pretty much. Christmas is still busy. I got another week of crazy, crazy busyness.
Ho, ho, ho.
And, ho, 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 and some dolphin show. And
ho, 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 and the dolphin show.
It was so fun to do the dolphin show. Yeah, it's the new late night show. Ho, ho, ho's and the dolphin show. It was super fun to like perform for 15,000 folks today and like have them be like into it and doing it. And it was great. It was great.
Yeah, totally.
I really got my ego stroked this weekend with this biz and the,
I mean, I like to do myself.
But it's hard to stroke your own ego, you know.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. It's not that hard.
It's not, but it's like it certainly feels better when someone
depends
else
depends on
does
the situation.
Yeah. I mean, I can do myself all the
time.
Dude,
I need to, there's so many "that's what she said" in there.
You're going to record that one where it says it's better when someone else does it. Right?
Yeah, it's always
you
better.
Need that in there too. Save that.
I like to do it myself. It's better when someone else does it. I like to do it myself. It's better than someone else does it.
You have one whole show just pushing those two buttons.
Right. What's up with Rich?
I wrapped up. I've had final that kind of shoot for everything for the year, and I'm done photographing things until 2019. So I had like a final headshot, which I was super happy about because it was like the best one I've taken.
Boom!
Probably ever, maybe.
Headshot.
After so mine. Headshot,
and then he emailed it out, and it disappeared in the ether.
No, that guy answered immediately with a thank you.
He cares about his shots. So.
And wrote me a glowing review, too. I had a final headshot, final engagement shoot, which is also really cool. So we were affected by the government shutdown on the engagement shoot.
Really?
Yeah, because we were supposed to do it at Cabrillo National Monument.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's right.
None of us just didn't have that thought.
Of course.
So I was already having a crap day. Like, the car didn't start, and, like, I was late for everything because of that. And then I ended up getting a call from the future bride. She goes, so we're here, and the gates are locked. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, I'm guessing that the government shutdown means this national park is shut down. I go, oh.
No. Boo.
So we had to, like, change location really fast. But it all worked out. Like, it was a beautiful sunset, and they're a cute couple. And
nice.
Everything worked.
They went with the flow.
Yeah. And then I attended a wedding on Friday, and then I shot a wedding yesterday. So I'm just all...
You wedded out.
All romanced out.
And now you're peacing out tomorrow out. Night?
That is it.
Peacing out tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow we're driving to Palm Springs.
Nice.
And I'll be...
Have you been before?
Incommunicado. Oh, yeah. I've been a few times.
Have you been, Jared?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been to Palm Desert.
Have you been, Mikey? No.
That's no.
Okay, it's an easy question. That's have you been to Palm Springs?
No.
It's like when you're you're 14 and they ask if you've done it.
Okay, I got kind of close once. It's a girl in Canada.
So I stayed at the timeshare. That's all I've done.
Okay.
But
you've been there. You've been there.
Okay. So you're familiar with there. You've seen the gondola or the people mover or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing.
Totally. Yeah.
So I've never been, but I hear it's cool. I'd like to check it out sometime.
I like it.
So that whole thing led to a... Yeah, I've never been there.
I'm just asking, yeah, because...
Hey, you been there?
Palm Springs.
Yeah. Have you been there? Yes. How about you? Yes, I haven't. So. So there's that.
Palm Springs is like such a like an iconic like location, it seems like. Yeah, people talk about Palm Springs and have for like decades, like... I'm going to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And I've never been. So
it's a close getaway, you know, somewhere to go.
It's
close
by.
And it's not so bougie that it's uncomfortable? Okay, a little bit.
In some ways, sort of. It really depends on what you're going for and what you're doing. It's kind of like going to Vegas a little bit. Like,
okay.
And there's not as many casinos.
So you could be
that.
You
it's that same vibe.
You can have a time
you
there.
Go for, ooh, nightlife. Or you could go and like just relax by the pool.
Right. Yep. Go to Fremont. That's my game, my jam.
Yeah.
Fremont.
Yeah. Cool. That's, anything else? With me. Nothing else?
Nope.
All right, I'm going to hit the button.
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in.
Did you think about news?
I do have one thing.
Oh, good. Because I didn't even think about news.
Well, there's the Us trailer came out, which makes me excited.
I keep wanting to call it This Is Us, but they're very different things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's the new Jordan Peele horror movie.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I did see that. Yes. I did see that preview.
That our friend Fernando J. Huerto worked on.
He did the
just like he did
previs
for the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, for Get Out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Right, it's on,
cool,
Jay.
It's a cool deal. Mm-hmm. But so, the trailer just looked entertaining to me on that one.
Yeah.
And then I have a bit of fluff news here,
like fluff
for the
fluff
end.
Us up.
did you hear and or see the Grover swearing on Sesame Street?
What? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Did you see it?
Yes,
okay.
I saw it.
Did you see the video?
Yes,
okay.
I saw the video.
So, okay, this is perfect, because it's a whole new, like...
black and yellow.
Dress is blue.
White
and
gold,
right, or Yanny Laurel thing.
Laurel.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So,
except it's not, because people just can't fucking hear.
Well,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's clearly what he said.
It's very, yes, I am with you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
So, Grover says the F word. So, just... That's
okay.
That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Grover drops F-bomb.
Yeah. Okay.
Move it to follow you.
Move the camera. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
Okay, what did he say?
It does. It sounds like he says that's a fucking excellent idea.
Right. But now, when you know what he actually says, that sounds like an excellent idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, my friend.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
When
I love that.
When you are told,
you know what he says.
When you're told Grover drops F-bomb, you hear that sounds like a fucking excellent idea.
Yeah.
Or that's a fuck. It sounds like that's a fucking excellent idea.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But when you know what he says, that sounds like an excellent idea.
You
can't
hear,
the
like
swear
it.
Word
yeah.
at all.
And yeah. God, that's something so brilliant about that, and so like has to speaks to like. How we could control people,
fed
well,
information,
and like,
make your expectations about something, and giving somebody's expectations.
Yep.
Oh,
speaking
yeah.
of which, these freaking movie reviews, like so, like seeing Aquaman or something
that,
your expectations all of a sudden, you know,
I never read reviews before I go see a movie.
That's a good idea.
Never
but,
do that.
You know,
it's just because. It's like the title of the video is Grover, how dare you? And then like people there was kids
say
that be like
so
Grover said a bad word, mommy, and then they go and rewind it. And since they're in their minds thinking that
word.
He's going to say a bad word, that's what you hear.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, no. He's saying that sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah.
And it sounded just
blew
like
blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because I just instantly clicked on it and I was like, yeah, he says that's a fucking excellent idea. Yeah. I just heard it.
Now,
and then
it
I
again.
Heard it. Yeah. I will.
No, I mean, like,
move the camera. Yes. Yes. That's a fucking excellent idea.
Yeah. See, I was thinking.
I still hear the bad word.
Yo, yeah.
You haven't heard him say that sounds like an excellent idea.
Okay.
Okay, just one more time.
But that's what he says. Excellent. That's an excellent idea.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Okay.
Move it to follow you.
Move the camera. Yes. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
That sounds like an excellent
idea.
Yes,
that's
like excellent.
I still hear
that. You still hear that? See, that's
cause
weird.
That's because your expectations are potty. You have potty expectations.
Dirty, dirty man.
That little bit of fluff.
Well, I didn't hear
like,
it the first time either, because I thought, there's no way Grover, like, Grover
of course.
Like, come on, guys. Like,
that's
why we're watching Sesame Street.
Well, I heard it because that's what I was told to hear. Just like BJ.
Exactly.
I was like, Grover says the F word, and then you listen to it, and you're like, He just said fucking like he said fucking.
Yeah. That's so funny.
So what I did is almost worse because I decided without being presented any evidence at all. Like, no, that's not what he said.
Right. So right. But then when you listened to it, you heard that sounds like an excellent idea. Yeah. It was just one of those things that I was like, like my mind was blown because I heard, I very clearly heard the F bomb. And then I very clearly heard the, really? It's bouncing, piecing out in the middle.
Bye.
All this water.
just piece it out.
And so I was hoping for
it. Oh, my God. Bye, BJ.
That sounds like a fucking excellent idea.
That does sound like a
See, when I say it out loud, because it's not...
Well, you said that's a fucking excellent idea.
Right, it's not that sounds like a fucking...
That's a fucking...
Right.
That's a paddling.
That's a fucking excellent idea. That sounds like an excellent idea. It's crazy. And it's just the way he talks and... Right.
The Grover accent.
So while BJ's away, I'm going to go ahead and...
hijack his spot.
Yeah. So that reminds me of a story.
Really?
Yes, you tell.
Go on.
So I was... I was having this interaction with the Queen of England.
And wait, how much of a BJ story is this?
Yeah, where is this going to go?
Well, let me get to the important part.
Is this where, with you doing
where I forget.
Where you forget the punchline? Yeah, exactly. See, BJ just gets lost in the woods. But me and my buddies used to have, she's still our friend. We just don't see her anymore. Her name's Chelsea. And she would tell what we dubbed as blanket stories, where it would be this like big, long, drawn out thing. Like, da 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 da. Okay, so I went to Ross the other day and I got this blanket. And I needed to give it as a gift and da 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 da. Blah, blah, blah. Talk, 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 talk. And then it turns out the blanket's still in my trunk. End of story. And you're like, why did you just spend 10 minutes telling me this story about a blanket that you bought that just happens to still be in your trunk?
Tell us your story, Mikey.
Blanket story.
Is it a blanket story?
It
is.
See, it turns out. Oh, look at that. BJ's back.
Perfect.
Oh, man, I wanted to hear that story.
It was good. It had the Queen of England involved. Yeah.
Right on.
He got sidetracked a little bit.
He doesn't.
He was doing me.
Yeah, he filled in.
We're good.
Which is better, right?
Yeah. I like to do myself.
I love about that drop so much is that it sounds like you're legit saying it whenever I hit
right
the button.
Now,
yeah. No, it rolls right into it. I mean, I like to do myself. Oh, BJ!
Yeah,
like react. Oh, my word.
Goodness. Okay. Any other news?
Yeah.
Since there was a new Black Mirror movie released on Netflix, for those of you who are out there trying to participate in this wonderful choose your own adventure,
Bandersnatch.
If you were watching on Apple TV or via a Chromecast, apparently it does not work.
Which is weird because it's literally just a left and right.
Yeah.
Like it's just a left and right arrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
I mean, yeah, that's how it is in the PlayStation. Is that what you watch it on?
Left and right.
But there's more to it than that, I think.
Nope. The whole many hours I spent doing this.
You know what? Apple
right.
TV is always like, you can't like do like those chargers where you set it on there, even though other ones can't. You couldn't before forever. Yeah. They want to control it somehow. Apple wants to control it. That's my thing. But Chrome TV.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Sorry. I just had something in my throat.
Yes.
That was weird. Any other news? No news?
You got something?
No.
Okay. Because I didn't prepare news.
That's what I got. Nothing's happening. Yeah. Literally nothing is going on.
Correct. Aquaman opened and it did pretty well for opening, and then people hated it, and then people loved it, and people hated it, and people loved it, and can't catch a break. And
it's very divided.
Yeah.
It depends on what I'm told first.
Right. Like, so. It's true. It's weird.
Tell me what I should think.
Right.
So.
That's a fucking excellent idea. That's a fucking excellent idea. Anyway.
That's what's up.
With news.
what we're doing? Maddie?
Yes.
Maddie's review?
What's up?
Yes. Let's do Matty Warburton's review. The final one of the year.
The best one of the year.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hi, folks. Happy New Year to you all. So, I know last time I said I'd go see Holmes and Watson, but I didn't quite make it out to that one. However, I was thinking back to my last review of Doctor Who A Christmas Carol and a certain quote from that episode.
No, not really a babysitter, but it's Christmas Eve. You don't want a real one. You want me.
Why? What's so special about you?
Have you ever seen Mary Poppins?
No.
Good, because that comparison would have been rubbish.
So, instead, I decided to see the long-awaited sequel to Mary Poppins, Mary Poppins Returns. Maybe the most delayed sequel of all time. I can't think of any sequel released further from the first film than this. I don't know. Do you want to take that one, Mikey P? 54 years between movies, mainly because P.L. Travers hated Mary Poppins so much, she made it so Disney or anyone American could not touch Mary Poppins again so long as she was alive. Luckily, the Simpsons were smart enough to get past that loophole.
Hello, I'm Sherry Bobbins.
Did you say Mary Poppins?
No, I definitely did not. I'm an original creation like Ricky Rouse and Ronald Muck. Now, as your nanny, I'll do everything from telling stories to changing diapers.
Put me down for one of each.
Mary Poppins Returns takes place in London, 1935, 25 years after the events of the first film. The story focuses on recently widowed Michael Banks, his sister Jane, and Michael's kids. Michael is about to lose the family house to the bank if he doesn't find the certificate of bank shares that his father George had. Amidst all the chaos and frenzy, an old friend, Mary Poppins, comes back to not only watch Michael's kids, but also Michael as well. So here's the question. Was Poppins able to pull enough tricks out of her bottomless bag to meet the bar of the original after 54 years of endearment? Well, if you ask me, which you really didn't, I'm just telling you, so tough luck. But yeah, I feel they did a pretty decent job. There's all sorts of pluses and minuses all over this one, and it really depends on how you look at it. I will say objectively that the plot and story is much more fleshed out and solid than in the first movie. I believe the first movie was based off of several stories from P.L. Travers, so they had to join together a lot of disjointed stories, and they did it magnificently. But in Mary Poppins Returns, it feels like a good, robust story with a lot of emotion and much darker than the first one, but also very whimsical. In the first movie, you see very uptight George Banks, and you're like, dude, you're kind of a D-bag. In Returns, you just feel sorry for Michael because of his really unfortunate circumstances. Other than that, both movies really follow the same beats. And every song in Returns serves the same purpose as it did in the first one. There's the exposition song, the Mary Poppins introducing her magicness to the kids song, the whimsical run around the world of illustration song, the silly cameo that has nothing to do with the actual plot and takes place on the ceiling song, the chorus of blue collar workers with an involved dance break song, and of course, the embracing all things fun by flying a thing in the air song. So basically, this is the Force Awakens for Mary Poppins, which some people could be really put out by that. It is apparent that they wanted to follow a similar storyline, and while I wish they weren't so obvious about how close they stuck to the original, it still is a pretty whimsical ride. Even though I think the story is better in Returns, I have to dock some points for formulaic creativity. I think I let Star Wars off the hook on that one just because they were coming back from some pretty unfortunate prequels that they needed to return to form. But then again, Mary Poppins Returns was a sequel to a beloved movie 54 years after the original, so maybe they were afraid about taking too many chances with it. Also, I felt personally like the songs in this movie, as they weren't bad, they just didn't meet the bar of the original. Now, they were well orchestrated and sounded beautiful, but unlike the first Mary Poppins, the music didn't really stick with me. Kind of like listening to Weezer's Blue Album or Pinkerton, and then listening to the Green Album. With old Weezer, every song hits you. In the Green Album, there's maybe a couple that stand out, and the rest start to sound the same and a little uninspired. But in Mary Poppins Returns, it almost sounded like they were trying to do an updated imitation of the sound of the original, rather than doing more original-sounding music. Also, the style of the original you could do with maybe about a 4 or 5-piece band, very Edwardian, which reflected the times. I don't know if that was the original intent, but the music sounded a little bit more up-to-date in the sequel. The music definitely sounded like instead of a five-piece band, you'd need a whole orchestra to do, but I felt like I was missing some of the heart and raw cleverness that the original had.
Next day, I said, Dick, what do you think of this? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And I said, that is one of the most ridiculous statements I've ever heard in my life. And with that, I took a walk again. And as I was walking about, I said to myself, spoonful of sugar help. What a silly idea. Medicine go down. And every time I said down, I said, Mary Poppins says stay awake when she wants them to go to sleep. So if we say in the music, go down, go up with the music. And I got very excited and came running back into the room, and Bob said, what's the matter with you? I said, I got an idea. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. That's Mary Poppins. And he said, that's Mary Poppins. We both said, yes, that's Mary Poppins.
Now the question is, how did Emily Blunt do portraying the second incarnation of the Super Nanny? I thought she was fantastic. She really kept the style of Poppins that Julie Andrews solidified and then carried it out without making it feel like pure imitation, really making it her own. Lin-Manuel Miranda was fun as Poppins' newest plucky sidekick. Miranda plays Jack, a lamplighter who worked with Bert when he was a kid, so he knows a bit about Mary Poppins and still serves that Bert role even though Bert isn't around. Miranda does do his staple rapping in one of the songs. Some could see that it might not fit in the time period, but again, it's nitpicky, and you could also make the argument that instead of rap, it's what is called a patter song in musical theater. Anyway, it was fun to see that. And of course, the man himself makes his appearance, Dick Van Dyke. Now, I know people get upset about this, saying,
didn't his character die off in the original?
Well, yes, he did.
Oh, there you are, Bats. I want to congratulate you. Capital bit of humor. Wooden leg named Smith. Or Jones, whatever it was. Father died laughing.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Oh, no, nonsense. Nothing to be sorry about. Never seen him happier in his life. He left an opening for a new partner. Congratulations.
So what, are they just gonna bring him back?
Well, no. You see, in the original, Dick Van Dyke, in addition to Bert, also played Mr. Dawes Sr., who at the end laughs so hard at a popsicle stick joke, he dies. In Mary Poppins Returns, Dick Van Dyke plays Mr. Dawes Jr., the other long-bearded guy who informs George Banks that Dawes Sr. passed on. Continuity remains intact. Boom! Gotcha, haters! All this to say, this is very picky about an actually really fun film with its few shortcomings, but really is delightful. The animation and visual production definitely blow the original out of the water, and they introduce different characters from the original Travers stories that we haven't seen before. But hey, that's just my opinion. I'd say jump into your nearest ceramic bowl and take an animated carriage ride to your nearest theater and check it out for yourself, because hey, what do I know? I bet you all thought I was shying away from Holmes due to ratings, right? No way. I don't care that it's got a measly 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, and people all over have been reportedly walking out of the theaters during the middle of it. I'm still throwing down my hard-earned cash for you all and seeing Holmes and Watson. Pray for me. Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
All right. What?
So much. Oh. So much to talk
dude,
about.
Dude, you got a big old chuckle about his Weezer reference over there.
Did you see? So did you see the Saturday Night Live
the Matt
skit?
Damon Weezer thing?
Yes. Yes.
Yum. Yes, I did.
I enjoyed that so much. And I'm not a Weezer fan.
I love Weezer.
I know you do. And I was like, there are people, lots of people who appreciate this. And maybe the only reason I saw it is because Sean posted that he's like, yo, I got my band got
oh,
a,
yeah.
my
yep,
band got a shout out
thing.
On Saturday on Saturday Night Live, you know, my holiday is made.
Nice.
And it was so funny. I'm like, Reeve Oliver? Where is this gonna happen? But yeah, I got such a kick out of that whole scene.
It's like, that's the most random band choice for them to choose, but that's what made it so good, I think.
Weezer, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love Weezer.
That's so great.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I get it.
Uh-oh.
So you only listen to the, you stop listening after the second.
Oh,
video,
man. Those good times. Yeah.
I need to go to the bathroom.
to do it well, actually.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, actually. Matt. I don't know if this counts, but the distance between Bambi and Bambi 2 was 63
years. Oh, snap.
Absolutely counts.
I don't even remember
Bambi. Snap! Does anybody?
Direct-to-video.
That's a direct-to-video in the Disney, baby.
I never saw it.
They were champions of that.
Or you also have Fantasia and Fantasia 2000.
Ooh, that one's even better.
59 years.
I'll count that.
But the one that I think is the most, fair is Gone with the Wind and Scarlet. That was also 54 years, but 333 days. So I think that's probably beats out Mary Poppins.
Boom! In your face, Maddie!
In your face. Do your research, son.
That's so funny. A lot of those, I'm like, that, really? They made a sequel to that?
Well, you Bambi 2? Fantasia 2000?
I thought Fantasia 2000 was just kind of a remastering of the original.
Nope. No.
It's a brand new one with brand new music and brand new animation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. Maybe I'll go watch it.
Yeah. Are you a Fantasia fan?
Hell
Fantasia?
Yes.
Really?
We used to go watch it. Fan? We used to. Fan my mom Fantasia. Would take us to that.
And then, I always thought it was the most boringest shit on the face of the earth.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Even Mickey's the boring. Sorcerer's Apprentice.
But see, at the time when I was introduced to Fantasia, I was all about like Disney musicals and characters and singing and dancing and fun. Uh-huh. And then it's just boring-ass music for an hour and a half. And I'm like, boring. I can very much appreciate it now as an adult. But when I was a kid, it was the most boringest movie I've ever seen.
I have very fond memories of, well, not really watching Fantasia with my girlfriend in high school. So there you go. I think it's a fantastic film.
In high school,
let's watch this one. Wink, right? Wink.
Nothing going on screen right now.
Well, it's funny because I remember my mother like referencing the movie and kind of making a reference that like, well, some people like to take drugs and watch this movie.
Huh. You know? Like, that's a good idea, Mom.
I was like, really? And I was like, why? You know, and I was like, oh, apparently the colors and music and I was like, I had no frame of reference at the time. Huh. Like, I just like Mickey trying to chase down the pieces of broom.
Apprentice thing was pretty
pieces of broom, and I remember the elephant ballet and enjoying all of it. You know, enjoying the music too. But
no, like I said, as an adult, I have a much better appreciation for it. But when I was a tiny kid, I was like, what is this boring garbage?
I could see that.
like it's beautiful and the music's gorgeous.
It's no Kill the Wabbit.
Well, it's true. That's true. That's which appeals true. To you right away. Yeah. But it's funny. Like so, like my mom took me to see Fantasia as a kid, and I kind of got a kick out of it and appreciated it. Mm-hmm. But she also took us to see. All the President's Men as a 7-year-old.
Wow.
And like, I really want you to watch this movie.
Oh my God.
She's
nodding
yes.
off every 5 seconds.
Yes. Oh my God, and now, as an adult, I'm like, this movie's freaking great.
She's like, you're going to learn today.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you want to or not.
You guys are going to learn about your government.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good times. So I am completely clueless and oblivious to this whole Holmes and Watson controversy.
To this debacle.
Thing. I don't know if it's a controversy. I just think people think it's bad.
7%? What were you saying?
Pretty low. Well, it was, at one point it was 0%.
How is that even possible?
Like every critic thinks it's garbage.
But of course it's going to be stupid. Like, do they not know what they're getting in for? Like, it's a dumb Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly Sherlock Holmes movie.
There's a fine line. It's like, how stupid is it? Like, is it too stupid for me to keep watching this? And I get that.
Do you have that limit? Where's that limit?
Anchorman 2, I never got finished.
There it is.
Yeah, I never got through Anchorman 2.
Same.
I wanted to see the part where he plays me.
I watched
that's all I wanted to see.
I watched like 15 minutes of Anchorman 2, and I'm like, this is dumb. And turned it off.
Huh. Yeah,
me too. I never saw it. I never started it.
It's awesome.
But you gotta watch it.
Have you started It's No Bueno?
Well, no, it starts great because it starts as
a
dolphin host. Yeah. And so I'm like, wee, that's me.
Yeah. But then it's just downhill after that.
I couldn't even tell you what scene it lost me. I'm like, this just isn't funny.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not interesting.
Funny at all.
But. So has the world hit its Will Ferrell saturation point?
I thought it did that like 5 years ago.
It's so funny because Sean Condy, you know Sean Condy?
Yes.
He gets a kick out of it. Like, he was talking about it.
Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just so ridiculous and bizarre.
What other sort of movies does this person like?
Sean? I don't know. I really, I like Sean. And I
love Sean.
I respect his opinion.
I don't want qualifiers. I want to know what other kind of movies he likes.
That's good. I'm about to ask him. I
couldn't tell you.
I have a friend who recommended we watch I, Frankenstein. And I'm like,
no.
I know this guy's taste in movies.
When did that come out? Like,
oh, God. That was years ago. That was back in like 2013.
I don't know this one either.
Right, right. I remember hearing about
it. Aaron Eckhart plays Frankenstein. It's truly
bad.
Terrible.
Now, was he recommending it as a, like, this is going to be a fun, dumb movie to watch?
Like, he was crashing at my house for like an 8-month period because he'd gone through a messy divorce. I was like, hey, I have a couch, come crash in. Sure. Or next room, come crash in my place. And I was on my computer one night, and he was like watching stuff on, I don't know if it's on Netflix or what. He was like, hey, I'm watching this movie. And I wasn't ready to go to sleep. So I was like, yeah, let's watch it. 2014. There you go.
He was probably
Frankenstein.
I loved it.
We were both watching it cold. Uh-huh. But I should have known, like, because he picked it. I'm like, this movie's probably not good. I love you, Will. Like, you're a good man. He just got married this weekend. Congratulations, by the way.
Congrats.
But you have the worst taste in movies of any person I know.
I thought for sure that he was going to be like, he'd watched it already. Like, and he was like, you got to watch this.
No.
And then he was like, the reason he liked it is because there's anything that makes me not think about my divorce.
Right.
This is a great movie. I tell you, I wasn't sad once during this whole month.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I like all those stupid spoof movies and stuff. Like, I wouldn't say I like all of them.
Yeah.
But I am a fan of spoof movies.
But there's a limit, though, where you're
like I haven't seen Scary Movie 5. I think they made 5. Like, I think I stopped after 3.
No, that sounds right.
I didn't see, like, Epic Movie or the other, you know, Names and Trope movies whatever. Right. I didn't see those. Not another teen movie was great.
That one's good.
That movie's fine.
So I like those spoof movies. And so this just looks like a Sherlock spoof. Like, how can it be so bad that people are leaving? Like, getting up and leaving? You spent $20 on this shit and you're walking out?
Makes it intriguing, doesn't it? Like, how bad can it be?
I just don't see how it's that bad.
I could totally see how it's that bad. Absolutely. There are movies that I've almost left that I got into for free.
I don't get it. I just don't. It doesn't compute in my head.
I don't know.
It's Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. They're a good comedy duo. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe just like nobody really wanted to. Like, no one was thinking, you know what I want to watch this year? A comedy Sherlock Holmes spoof. That sounds like a great idea.
This is true. Yeah. And it did come out right at Christmas time, which is a random
doctor.
Time.
Yeah. You're not a man. You know, I don't know. That's the only thing I remember from the preview.
What?
Which is like, this is Dr. So-and-so.
Oh.
I forget. There's some kind of sexist joke that he makes about the woman.
Oh, because like, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still make that joke sometimes. I thought you said it was a doctor. Like, if it was a woman.
Spider-Man does that, but they do it very elegantly in a hilarious kind of way.
Yes. Right on. Yeah. Spider-Man's so good.
I'll find the head scientist. That's the head scientist over there. It's a lady. Oh, wow. Okay. I'll re-examine my gender biases. I'll go talk to her.
Beautiful. Really well done.
Yeah. That's cool. It's fantastic.
That's good.
Spider-Man's great.
I'm the only one in the room who hasn't seen it.
Spider-Man is great. So we did confirm. We can talk about that after the break. But right now, let's take a break.
Take a break.
We'll be right
back. Well, Mr. Burns had done it. The power plant had won it, with Roger Clemens clucking all the while. Mike Socia's tragic illness made us smile, while Wade Boggs lay unconscious on the barroom tile. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego. Talking softball, Mattingly and Canseco. Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw. Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw. Talking softball, from Maine to San Diego. Talking softball, Mattingly and Canseco. Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw. Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw.
I forgot what I was gonna. Oh, right. we have confirmed box office numbers. So when Tony was our sub,
yes,
there was a chit-chat about what's going to do better, Aquaman or Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
There was.
And as of this moment right now, as we're recording this, Sunday, December 30th, 7 o'clock p.m., Aquaman's... these are domestic numbers. Aquaman's domestic numbers are $188 million. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse has $103 million.
I knew it! Yep. That would have been my guess, too. That an animated movie.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yes.
If it was a new live-action Spider-Man, then I'd totally bury it completely. But. I'll say right now that Spider-Man is a better movie. I've not seen Aquaman, but I'll promise you that Spider-Man is a better movie.
Absolutely guarantee that that's true.
Hey, you're Daryl Strawberry. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You play right field.
Yes.
Are you better than me?
I don't know but yes. Yes.
I never met you, but yes. They're professionals. They're used to it.
They wave it on their back. Oh, that's a good one. Ozzy and the Strong.
Play that during the break.
There so, yeah, I should do that. That's a good one. You just heard the Simpsons softball song. BJ, do you know what the number one grossing movie of 2018 was?
I do.
I know. I know you know. That's why I didn't ask you.
Why you say it like that, Jared?
Now I know.
What is it?
Black Panther.
There you go. Yeah,
now I know. I it's so funny. I would never have gotten it.
Right.
That I would have never have gotten it.
Because I was paying attention to it much like in this time frame. When it was like still 2 or 3 weeks in. I'm like, this movie's not going to stop making money. It's just making money hand over
fist. That movie was in theaters from February 16th to August 9th.
That is a crazy
that
long
is a long
run.
Time. That's a really that long a time.
Long run.
Especially like I think James Cameron, Avatar. Avatar was in theaters for a very, very long time. And that's the last time that I can remember there being a movie in theaters that was in theaters that long.
Like,
I think the disc release came out and you could still go see it in theaters.
Wow.
For Avatar.
That's good because that's the best way to watch that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just not the same anymore.
But movies don't stay in the theater that long because nobody goes to the theater. But Black Panther's in the theater from February to August.
You know who does go to the theater?
Black people.
That's right.
Oh, I was going to say
they got to have a conversation with somebody.
I was going to say something along those lines. But
I saw Spider-Man twice.
Yeah.
That tells you something.
You dropped a gun when you jumped through the window. That's your ass, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
I sell drugs to the community.
So, Avengers was this year or not?
Correct.
Yeah.
This year.
It was this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, did it come out before Black Panther?
After. No. Came out in April? April.
So, they were out together?
Because a year later is the next one. April.
April?
Yeah. Because then a year later, April is when the next one comes out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was a full year, only just a year.
Correct.
Not like Game of Thrones. Yes. It's more than a year.
More than a year.
Okay.
Avengers Infinity War made $678 million.
It made less than Black Panther?
Nothing correct. To sneeze at, but yeah.
I would have not have guessed that.
About 20 million, 30 million less. 20 million. About 680. Yeah.
Yep, you want to hear some long-running...
of course we do.
Modern? Are these modern? Or
old ones.
Oh, sure.
E.T. for over a year.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, that makes sense. But
Star Wars, 44 weeks. Back to the Future, 37 weeks. Beverly Hills Cop, 30 weeks.
Really?
That's all I have on
And those are, like, all 80s movies, which is... Kind of see, back in the day, man. People go see them E.T.s.
Mm-hmm. They used to see E.T.
They love them E.T.s.
Love them E.T.s. E.T.s, my E.T.s! I remember sitting in the ground to watch it. Like,
did you watch the digitally remastered new edition of E.T.?
Oh, the one where they see... Well, they changed it back. They did change it back.
No, what did they do? They changed something crazy in it.
So when they're going towards the big finale and then the cops have the thing barricaded and they fly over the cops. The
iconic scene of them flying in the bat with the
All the cops
basket.
Are aiming shotguns at those kids in the original. And then in the remake, they have flashlights digitally.
And walkie-talkies.
Yes, flashlights and walkie-talkies instead of guns. But Spielberg has since gone back.
BJ's
Boo.
Face.
Spielberg has since gone back and been like, yeah, that was a dumb thing. I put it back.
You think?
Yeah.
So now talk to your buddy
Why
George
ever
Lucas.
Do that?
Yeah.
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 So stupid.
Adding scenes in there.
So let's see. Here's just a quick little short list of top domestic grosses of 2018. Black That's Panther, gross. Avengers Infinity War, Incredibles 2.
Oh.
Coming in at third place, right. 2018. Incredibles 2. That's crazy. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, which I did not see.
Me neither.
Deadpool 2, Good. Number 5. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. What is really? The sixth highest grossing
Benedict
movie?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Number 6.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
That beat out, just so you know, The
Bandersnatch?
Grinch.
Was it Bandersnatch?
Benedict Bandersnatch?
Benedict Bandersnatch?
Number 6, The Grinch, 2018. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, Universal movie. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, this is what that movie beat. Mission Impossible, Fallout, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Solo, A Star Wars Story, Venom, A Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, Aquaman, Spider-Man, A Quiet Place, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Crazy Rich Asians, The Grinch. Shows you what a power what a kid movie can do. Like,
you know what?
Just rush out and take them kids to movies.
If they would have said Ralph Wrecks the Internet, it would have done much better.
Very true. So it drops off. Incredibles made $608 million. That's and then it drops down to $416 million for Jurassic World. So there's a $200 million gap between the top three. Between the top three.
But it's funny, too, because Jurassic World wasn't that pretty much universally panned?
Steaming pile of garbage?
Yeah.
It made $400 million.
One of the worst movies I've sat through in the theater.
Yeah, $416 million.
So bad.
Yep,
we can make a pile of trash.
Opening weekend, it made $148 million. Opening weekend. And that was in, and it opened in more theaters than, this is a great, what website am I on? Box Office Mojo. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I need to check this shit out more often.
Yeah, that's a good check.
So it's showing the opening box office numbers plus how many theaters it was in. So Jurassic World opened in 4,475 theaters and made $148 million. Black Panther opened in 4,000, so 475 less and made $202 million.
Boom.
So it made $50 million more in less theaters.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Crazy talk.
Anywho, so that's some of the hits of 2018 as far as movies go.
It's funny you bring that up because my cousin was all like mad about Black Panther being snapped in Infinity War. I'm like, come on, you think, come on, he's not gone. Like, that movie made all of the money.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, these numbers, this
all
is
of the money.
Domestic gross numbers.
Right, it's not even worldwide.
I wonder if I can check international. I probably could. I don't want to futz around with it. But
well
it
over a billion.
Is well over $1 billion worldwide, yeah. Which is crazy times.
On what was the budget for that movie?
Oh, it does not say on here.
It could be more. It's like 150 or something, probably.
Yeah, I'd probably guess around 200, at most 200 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a big superhero movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to find a best of Netflix, but Netflix keeps their shit on lockdown, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's very difficult to find numbers on Netflix.
Yeah.
I didn't really spend that much time, but it's really hard to find it.
They don't share that information.
Yeah, because we didn't want people to know how shitty Bright was for the audience.
But yeah, or like,
but I wonder like how it did. So you never know how many people watched.
Yeah.
You never find out.
I'm sure there's a way. I just, in my very minimal amount of research that I did for this episode,
they'll probably give you like a very vague idea. Yeah. A lot of people are watching this.
Between work and putting the Christmas tree away.
Correct.
And now I didn't get around to
that one Google search where I was like best or Netflix numbers of 2018. Nothing. Yeah. Got it. Next.
The phone rings and then you're like, whoops, now that's never going to happen.
What? Rich sent me an email?
I'm sure they know. Yeah. No, never. But they'll never tell us that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to have to start putting out some sort of
I guess they don't have to. I mean, I guess they really only have to like.
I guess they only do have to answer themselves.
Yeah, they don't have any advertisers, you know. But if they're pitching, I guess
they are.
No, I guess not. No, they don't. It's so contained with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome, but kind of frightening in a way. Like,
you want to Black Panther worldwide?
Yes.
Yeah.
1.3 billion.
That's nutty. 1.3. That means
billion.
1,300,000,000.
That's a lot of coin.
That's more than the Powerball lotto.
346 million. I rounded.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Almost 1.4. That's nuts.
Oh wow.
Wow. So I was curious because there's been so much. I think Netflix. We said it in the year wrap up of the last year episode, but it was like something like they put out 700 original titles this year.
Yeah, and
right.
That's
something
gonna go
stupid.
Up.
Right, and it's gonna go
it's
up,
gonna go
and
up.
Because the movies are starting to do well, and now they're releasing them in theaters too.
Some of them,
certain ones, yes.
Like the ones that are, you know, that have been directed by big directors.
So I know the answer to this.
I know Roma was
Roma, and so was Buster Scruggs.
I know the answer to this, but why?
Oh, man.
Why what? Why would you release it in the movie theater?
Correct.
For the purists, I'm guessing? For the folks who want to experience the... Like, you're talking about Avatar.
That's what I was going to say. Because, like, watching a movie on the big screen is legit.
Superior.
Yeah. That's better sound screen, better screen.
That's the reason I can think of it.
Like, better system.
It's also... From what I've heard, it's like for the consideration of the director themselves.
Right.
Like, yeah. They're like, no, I need a theatrical release.
I made this for the experience of being in a theater.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
our TVs are more and more like it every day.
Yeah, dude. I was walking through Costco earlier, and this guy was pushing out a freaking TV. He needed a freaking, like, a big ass truck in order to put this screen in there. I was like, holy
Yeah, we'll have the wall screens one day.
We can dream.
It's too much.
It is too much.
Now, has anyone tried the Oculus viewers?
I have not.
Because I see them promoting it as if you're watching TV shows on it.
I saw the commercial, the Oculus Go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, who's in the commercial? Jonah Hill and Adam Levine are in this commercial, and they're sitting courtside at a Lakers game.
Watching it.
But they're just watching it at their, that's who on that their is? Couch.
So I'm curious about
Jonah Hill and Adam Levine, yes.
I remember the commercial, but I was like, I don't think I recognize either of them.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're seeing their
avatar.
But then you do see them. But yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a freaking brilliant idea.
That is cool.
Let me sit on the sideline of a football game. Like, my couch.
Yeah,
that's like, cool. Bring that, it on. I'll sit behind. Cool. I'll be the umpire. Mm-hmm. Put a freaking body cam on the umpire's helmet, and I'll watch the game from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think in that respect, it's good. But, like, I don't see anybody sitting on their, like, little viewfinder watching, you know, 20 episodes of The Office or something.
Oh, there's no way. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say there's no way. But
I'm not saying there's no
way. Did your folks tell you, like, don't sit so close to the TV to ruin your eyes?
Okay, well, I have actually, I'm probably the only person in this room that owned a Nintendo Virtual Boy. Yes?
Yep.
Not this guy.
Did not have one.
I saved
my hard-earned leaf-raking money and car washing money to buy one of those pieces of garbage. And you could not physically play it for more than like maybe 20 minutes without your head hurting.
And so that's what I would think about those things.
And, you know, it was all red. Yeah, but you had to like sit it on a table and like put your face in front of it and like, man, this game's really good, but God, I can't play it any longer than this.
When I was playing
this game, I mean the one game that was good on it.
Right.
Or the one or two games that were good on it.
I played the Sony VR one and my neighbor,
the PlayStation one. Yeah.
And it was kind of the same way in a way. Right. Like it's just after a little while, you're kind of like, this is just, it's a little much.
See, that's what I'm curious about. If that's going to have the same effect for people trying to watch long form content, like how are you going to watch a whole movie on something like that?
That's what I think too. Like
if it's going to hurt your head.
Yeah. And be bad for you. Yeah.
I don't think it will. I don't think it. I think that whole old lifestyle of like, it's going to ruin your eyesight or whatever.
Well, no, it's not going to do
that. Is when it was pumping out legitimate like cathode rays and stuff. Like,
actual radiation.
Right. But nowadays, like, it's an LED. Like, you can stare at an LED all you want. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure my face is going to stay that way if I make it. But since they tell me it will.
I got news for you, BJ. Your face has stayed that way.
Oh, damn it. I knew I should have made that. Made it.
Uncross your eyes.
My eyes are crossed? What do you mean?
You got kicked by a mule. They went back.
I was in Tacoma, and
that's a beautiful joke. Nope.
They can still hear. I can still hear everyone. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
So I was I was just curious of what the top Netflix was of this year, because there was a couple big ones.
Yeah.
Like Stranger Things 2 came out this year. That was pretty darn popular. Yeah.
What was this?
That was kind of
Were
it's almost like if they do a send up year, of right? it on Saturday Night
Stranger Things 2? No, because we would have had a new one if it was this year, right?
You know, I'm not the one to ask. No, I would have swore that maybe Avengers was last year, but
yeah,
nope.
But Mikey will know.
Yeah.
Or he'll find out rather.
But most recently on the old Netflix came Bird Box. Did anybody watch Bird Box? I watched Bird Box.
You too.
Watched it just before we came over here.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
I did.
I did too. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, well acted.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that too.
Suspenseful enough.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think it was A Quiet Place.
No.
Now, did you hear it from anyone else but me?
A lot of people.
Okay, I was just saying, I think so.
Most people that I've heard that from are basing it entirely on the trailer.
They didn't watch the movie. Because if they watch 5 minutes of the movie, they'd be like, nope, okay, this is different. I will say for sure, it is not the hype. Like it is.
Oh
not,
no, it's not the greatest
it's
thing.
It's not the greatest thing ever committed to Netflix.
He was right. 2017.
Stranger Things season 2.
It was.
So they skipped a whole year.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
I know.
They didn't order third season until December of that year.
Oh.
And they began production in,
I wonder if they thought this year. Did they just not think it was going to do as well?
Like, yeah, what the crap, dude?
In 2019.
Huh. That's weird. Interesting. I thought, I could have sworn it was this year.
Maybe we're going to have a little
maybe
time.
I didn't watch. Maybe, they, no, I watched
they
it.
They planned
right
a time jump into the storyline.
No, yeah. You watched it the day it came
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
I
know, I watched it yeah. for
you
sure.
You were so excited.
Yeah.
Stranger Things 2. Stranger Things 2.
Big fan of that show.
Bird Box.
But yeah, Bird Box did not, it's not the greatest thing. No. I don't know why it's taking the internet by storm.
It's. I think it's just, it's the effect of, it's right on your screen as soon as you start Netflix.
Right.
Like, watch
that's
this.
That's true. They
and it's got,
that.
It's got Sandra Bullock's face. And it's like, oh, Sandra Bullock. Like, I love Sandra Bullock. So, of course, people are going to watch that.
Right. And everybody has Netflix.
And everybody
has Netflix.
Even my parents have Netflix.
Well, that's see, like when, like, Making a Murderer became popular. Yeah. It was like, everyone's like, it's so easy. It's so accessible. Bam, bam, bam. I'm going to watch that.
Well, and I see, they even said something like 45 million people watched Bird Box. I heard some number like
so
that.
So where did they get that number from?
And I'm like, 45 million? How like, why are you saying that number? Yeah. And that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people
it is
watching Bird Box. It's been out for like 4 days or whatever it is. I'm like, 45 million people watched this movie? Yeah, like, like, that's a, like, and what is their qualifier? Do you click play and then that counts as a watch? Or does it track timeline? You know what I mean? Like, what counts as a play to them?
That's a good question.
Because, like, they could just throw that number out. And as soon as they say that, 45 million people have watched Bird Box, then you're like, dude, I got to be one of those 45 million. Like, I got to see what the hype is.
Right.
45 million people watch Bird Box or snippet of it.
So,
right.
Yeah, right.
Or
what was that last part?
Or when their show ended, it automatically shows the trailer, and then it automatically just starts fades in, and you're watching it. You're like, right. Wait, I was watching the trailer. How come my controls disappeared?
I have a question for you, Jared.
Yes,
about the movie.
Yes,
did you? Was there anything where you're like, that's kind of dumb? Like anything where you're like, nah, I don't know about that.
Yes.
What, I wonder if it's
there's
the same thing that
one
I
thing, and I called it way early.
Okay.
And it was the names of the children.
Dude, I haven't seen this yet.
I didn't ruin anything.
Yeah, okay, so that's not what bugs me. What bugged me was
their names are boy and girl, BJ.
I'm just kidding.
Was the behavior of but the no children, and this won't ruin anything either. It's that because the movie's structured in a sort of this is happening now and
flashback to when
everything
present
went
time
to hell.
Flashback, present time, okay. Flashback. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, sure. That part's fine.
Yes.
But the children are born after the event.
Yes.
And spend their entire lives in it.
Correct.
There's no way those kids are making mistakes.
This is
they
true.
Spent their whole lives in this situation.
Yeah, this is true.
And they still make, like, come on. Come on.
But the thing
but they
that
are still children. I'll
and
give,
the thing
I'll
that,
give you
that and yeah they, those creatures are tricky, man.
They're tricky. Like, very tricksy.
You can't look at them.
Bastards. Very tricksy. You can't look at them.
But and it's not just that. Like they,
it's not just that.
Their whole thing is like they want you to see.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
because they affect your opticals somehow. Is that what it is?
That's the other thing. Like, there's a lot of questions that you'll have at this movie that you are not going to know the answers
yeah, this
to.
Movie,
oh, even after you watch it.
Correct.
No, this movie creates way more questions than it does give you answers.
Because correct. I was kind of intrigued by the preview that's like, oh, I kind of like the idea that, like, somehow it was a drug or something that affected how you saw your its effect on you was that of one that would give you visual hallucinations. And so that in order to protect yourself from it, you had to not see it. And I thought that was kind of intriguing.
Well, that's impressive. That's what you got from the trailer. But as soon as the movie starts, shit hits the fan. Like as soon as it starts,
there's no time for,
there's no like
figuring out where
big
you
exposition
are,
or whatever. It's literally like, and all the whole thing is that if you see it, whatever it is,
you look, you will
if
die.
You see it, you then have, you are instantly triggered to kill yourself.
Yep.
Oh, like The Happening, or sort of like The Happening.
What? No.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if
better.
You see it, yes. If you see it, you are instant,
it's a low bar, but yeah.
Instantly, right. Your only desire is to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so you
and
cannot
they sort
see
of
it.
Explain what it does to you, but not really.
Well, that's somebody's guess. They're it makes you see your worst really fears, and it brings out all this stuff or whatever. But they don't.
Well,
really.
I mean, like just based on the way people reacted, like the little bits you get to see after people see stuff, like what you hear, you can kind of piece it together.
But then when they have their blindfolds on and they're hearing the people, like. like the kids have their blindfold on and they hear Sandra Bullock be like, take your blindfold off. It's okay. Look at me. Just look. At look. Me. Just look
so at they, me. They're giving you audio hallucinations as well.
Everything, yeah. Dude. Okay. And it's not, there's no hallucinations. Yeah. Well, unless you see it, I guess. It's weird because.
But I mean, you're.
You hear stuff, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're tricky.
What do you call that? Isn't that a hallucination? Like, or not?
I would say it's that, but it's like, it's not a hallucination because
they're the actually thing probably
is,
doing it.
The yeah. creature is like, right. just look at me. It's okay. Okay. But it's okay. But it's taking on the forms of things that you know and trust. So you're like.
Like the voice of it, too?
Yeah, so okay. it's literally the kid. It shows the kid with their blindfold on.
Oh, that's what she's like, never take your blindfold off, no matter
what. Which
never
is really. Like the first
Even if
movie.
I say that.
So right. here's what right. I really liked about it, and this is, I guess, kind of a small spoiler.
Sure.
You want to hit that?
I'll hit the button. Spoiler alert.
Let me plug my ears.
I mean, it's not going to ruin anything.
Yeah. I mean, even if you know, whatever. Right. Go ahead.
You never see the monster?
Yeah, never.
You never see him?
Right. Which is kind of upsetting.
I like that.
It's kind of upsetting.
I like that.
Now, did you like Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes a waste.
But that's what I liked about Blair Witch Project. It was all about just the reaction to it. And
so you can, whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So other than the kids' names, and I'm not talking boy, girl. I'm talking the other.
Their actual names.
Right. I predicted that whole thing.
Yeah, that was a mile away.
But whatever. Other than that, my big critique with the movie is... And this is, again, slight spoiler, kind of. Mm-hmm. How come there are people that have seen and are okay with it? Mm-hmm. Like, how come there's the people that are like, you should see it too? Yeah. And I'm like, you're a person. And they ask that question in the movie. Yeah. How come he's, like, when John Malkovich is like, how come he's alive out there?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to know that. And you don't like know the answer.
So, John Malkovich is a big reason why I want to watch it.
He's good.
Good.
He's John Malkovich.
Everyone's true to form. Yeah.
Good. Sandra Bullock, she's very good.
Yeah, all the acting is.
Dude, she was
stellar.
Actually, I've never seen her in anything that I've gone. Ew. But Gravity, she's so good in Gravity.
Have you seen The Net?
I have not seen The Net.
No, that's not fair. No, at the time, it was like kind of intriguing, but it's horrible. Not dated well.
Oh.
It definitely doesn't hold up.
Yeah, it's about like cyber terrorism. That'd be like going back to Johnny Mnemonic. Yeah, right.
You could hold 10 whole megabytes in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
I have that on my keychain. Yeah. Times 1,000.
But she's very good in the movie. I was getting weepy a couple times. And mind you, she has a blindfold on.
Yeah.
And so
that's a good.
There's a lot, like, you can't, like, that's where the acting comes from. Most people say it's the window of your soul, whatever, your eyes. And she has her face covered. And you're still like, damn, you're good. Like, she's just good.
So now that we've been sitting here talking about it and thinking about it, I do have one big question.
Yeah.
What's the point of this movie?
Right. Right. Like,
what does it do?
There's nothing.
Like, what?
There's nothing.
Is there like a lesson?
Nope.
Is there a thing that it makes you feel afterwards? Like maybe a little bit, I guess?
Nope.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right?
It's just like a scary movie. It's a suspenseful movie.
So it's just like A Quiet Place.
It's a ride. Like you're just supposed to, you're just supposed to feel the things that you feel and see things you see. And
yeah, I got another minor. But that one's a big, so I don't want to talk about that one. Yeah. Anymore. But
if it's too spoilery. It's
kinda. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. But there was one other thing that I was like, what? Come on. Come on. What? Come on. Anyway.
Yeah. If we remember, we'll talk about it like in a week or two.
After you watch it. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
The other big one that just came out, sneaking in for the 2018, was the Black Mirror episode movie Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
Isn't that fun to say?
Bandersnatch.
I wonder.
Right. So when I told Samantha we're going to watch Bandersnatch, she was like, is that an Alice in Wonderland thing? Because apparently there's a creature in Alice in Wonderland called the Bandersnatch, which is like this beastie thing. And I was like, no. I was like, the creature in Alice in Wonderland is the Jabberwocky. And she's like, no, it's Bandersnatch. And sure enough, she was right. There is a creature. Huh. I don't know if it's in the books, but in the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland movie, there's a creature called Bandersnatch.
And do you think that's that movie?
Yeah.
Do you think they reference that?
Like, no.
In this Bandersnatch, it's not a reference somehow to Alice in Wonderland.
Potentially, because it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, and it's like based on a choose your own adventure book titled Bandersnatch.
He's going to make the video game of the game of
video game of the book, right?
Okay.
I went down this. I went down this rabbit hole.
Perhaps even through a looking glass of some sort.
Yeah, I went down this rabbit hole.
Wink, wink.
Samantha and I watched it. We took notes on the choices we made. So way, if we go back, we can change and do different things.
Yeah.
We spent a good 2.5 hours
Wow.
hitting buttons on this thing.
Wow.
And time well spent, fun stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's trippy. It's trippy. Like, right. It's not like the best episode of Black Mirror you ever saw, where it blows your mind or anything.
Sure.
But there's like a point in the thing where the character is aware that something is making choices for him, and wow. He's like, "Who's up there? Who's out there?
That's
a good concept.
Tell me." And then, like your choices are to pick this weird symbol thing that he's been seeing the whole movie, or there's this choice that says Netflix. And then you can pick Netflix, and if you select Netflix, on his little computer screen says, "I am watching you on Netflix right now." And he's like, "What is Netflix?" Because it takes place in 1984. And he's like, "What's Netflix?" And it's this weird meta shit that's going.
That's cool.
But I like it. I like that.
And then he's talking to you. And like, Samantha and I found ourselves, it would be so fun to do this in like a big group setting. And like, because you have 10 seconds to make your choice or whatever. Mm. But I found myself like, that asshole just ignored me. Like, I'm saying these things out loud to a movie.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's not the best storyline. It's not the most best execution of this.
Sure.
But to me, it is, because it's never been done before. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a such concept. A good idea.
Yeah, the concept of it is really cool.
It's so cool.
I mean, I've thought that before. Yeah. Haven't you thought that before?
Absolutely. It's like a video game, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's like a Dragon's Lair. Remember Dragon's Lair?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was like, beep, boop, boop. Yeah.
Or it's like one of the Telltale games. Like if you played Walking Dead or Back to the Future, where it's just a movie and it's like, what do you do? Left or right? And like, you just make small choices.
Yeah, choices.
You're not really like running around smashing zombies in the head. Yeah. So it's kind of like that, only it's just real live people in a movie. And like, I just can't imagine the amount of programming stuff. So, like, you make a choice at the very beginning, like, what record does he buy? And then you pick that. And then, throughout the whole rest of the movie, that's the record that he has. Like,
right.
So which one did you choose? Line.
Phaedra.
Oh, wait a minute. So, at the very beginning, which one did you choose?
Oh, we chose the Now tape.
Oh, did you? Because I'm a big Thompson Twins fan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that song, so you play Thompson Twins, it plays Hold Me Now. And that was, my first, song with a girl.
Nice.
Back in high school.
What cereal did you choose at the beginning? That's the first choice you have to make. Sugar Puffs or Frosties?
Frosties.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I chose Frosties.
I don't remember.
Of course you did.
It's Frosted Flakes.
I think I must have chose Sugar Puffs. Yeah, because I remember putting the thing down. Sugar Puffs.
Yeah. Anyway, it's super fun.
Cool.
But I picked one, and it was like, I forget what it was. Like, pull your ear, rub your earlobe or bite your nails or something, right? And I just randomly picked bite nails. It's like, yeah, that one sounds, because it's always two choices. Mm-hmm. And I picked bite nails, and it zooms in on his hand, and then he's like about to put his hand, and he slams it back down, and he's like, and he resists it, but he, he knows that he's supposed to bite his nails because that's what I told him to do.
Right.
But he doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm like, that asshole didn't do what I said.
That's funny.
And you just get sucked into this thing.
Yeah.
It's such a trip. It's so well. And I think that's the whole point of it. Like, it's not like a mind blowing Black Mirror where it's like, I can't believe that whatever.
Yeah. Just to get you to interact and have fun with it.
And be invested. And it's so weird. It's very well done.
So did you do the books back in the day? Do you ever
Choose
those?
Your own adventure book?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
But the first time you do those, it's like, what?
Right.
You know, you can
turn to page 6. Yeah. Yes.
You're dead.
Right.
Yeah, just you the concept poison. Of it.
What?
But now that concept never did really take off in literature either.
Right.
No. So you wonder if this is going to be like a little one and done.
I think it's more of a niche thing, but I can see it.
I've been doing this. I mean, back in the 80s, or was it 90s?
I'm pretty sure
I was kind of a collector of these really obscure movies that were they experimented with actually in the movie theater giving people a control.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you would the audience
had different colored buttons. And
there was three buttons.
Or whatever, and the majority would win or whatever.
Yeah. So you would see on the screen it would tally up and whichever the decision was.
Huh.
Did not last long.
Right. Then things like Clue, where they literally had three different endings, and depending on what theater you went to, you saw a different ending. So you could be like, "Can't you believe that it was so and so?" And they're like, "Actually, it was so and so." And you're like, "What?"
I'm pretty sure because a friend of mine had this that on the Final Destination 3 DVD, they have something like this where you could sort of choose how people die or choose where they go or something like that. But
it's super fun.
Can you imagine the argument that you have with somebody it ended this way. No, it didn't. Right. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And you both just get louder and louder because you want to be right.
Like, I bet you $1 million. I'll bet you $2 million. We'll go watch it right now.
And then, you see completely
and then a third person shows up and they're like, Miss Scarlet. And they're like, what? No. It was such a good idea. Like, that's a brilliant little bit of marketing that probably wouldn't happen. Like, the internet would, there's no way that would be allowed.
People would lose their minds.
Well, not only, but.
Yeah. You're gonna make me. That's what they say. You're gonna make me watch it three times in the theater to get all three endings.
But not only
that's
that,
bullshit. This is bullshit.
But you wouldn't even have like it wouldn't be a it wouldn't be a thing like that. You'd be like it ended like this, and people would be like, nuh-uh. It would just be like Google. Oh yeah, there's four different endings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It wouldn't. So it wouldn't. There's no way to do it.
Yeah. People would be furious though. There's no way they're gonna.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Not gonna be
absolutely.
A thing. It'll never be a thing.
The one that I was talking about specifically that they did an experiment in the movie theaters, it was called I'm Your Man, 1992.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's later than I thought it would be. I thought that would be like an 80s thing.
That's about when I remember.
BJ had mentioned Dragon's Lair. Well, they had a few, like, they released them on DVD. Mm-hmm. So that you could choose your own adventure.
Not on laser disc. Interesting.
Right. Right.
I mean, they did have laser disc, but like Cliffhanger, Firefox, Astro and Belt, all in the 80s.
Yeah. Nice.
Apparently, there was one in 1974 called Wild Gunman. I'm not familiar with that one.
No, but this one works out pretty well, and it gets to some bonkers banooners places.
So you'd recommend it?
Yeah, it's just fun.
Banooners,
especially for new kind of format for watching a show.
Right on.
It's just fun.
Right on.
And like at one point, you're faced with like murder. Like, do you murder this person or do you run away? And of course, Samantha and I picked murder. Like, of course we picked murder. And so, but, and then because it takes you to the end, so it's kind of, but then when you hit the end, it literally gives you the choice, end credits or go back to this decision that you made 20 minutes ago.
That's funny.
But every single time that we did that go back thing, it was like, murder happened already. So I'm like, I wonder what happens if we go back to the beginning and don't pick murder. Because then it's weird. It's just so many different things.
It makes you
want
to kind of do it a few times.
A lot of times. Just to sit there and pick. Like, because we took notes. Every decision we made, we wrote down what we chose. So that way, if we do it again, we can be like, don't choose this, choose this one. And like, see how different it. Or if like at a certain 20 minutes into the movie, it's the same beat. Regardless, you know what I mean?
All right, so this is interesting.
It's
idea.
A trip.
It's interesting thought because part of me is like, it would be against their interests to make you spend a whole lot of time on this one thing. But then I'm like, no. They own all of the things on the channel.
Right.
Yeah. So as long as you're on the channel.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. As long as you're on,
you're watching Netflix, not something else.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's no motivation. I don't know. It's weird. Just the concept of streaming and,
right. Don't you want to watch this Martin Short Steve Martin thing?
Right.
Nope. I'm going to watch Bandersnatch for the 10th time.
Oh, cool. You know what?
Like,
I wonder if Netflix is going to be if they aren't already like Google, where you kind of pay for the privilege of a higher viewing like area. You know, so if you make a movie, because clearly if they have 700 new titles, we're not going to see them all. And there's going to be hundreds and thousands that we never cross our eyes.
I was scrolling through the Netflix original category, and I had no idea what any of the stuff was.
And I bet you $1 million.
Because there's 700 of them just this year. Yeah. I think in 2016, there was something like 1,000 plus Netflix originals. And that was 2016.
What?
And now in 2018, with 700 just this year, like even if you just take that total, it's like 2,000 originals. And now there's a couple cheats here and there, like Arrested Development's not really, but that's it is now. So it is a Netflix original now. So it's part of that 2,000 or whatever. But just 2,000 things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when there was like 200 shows? And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's no way you're ever going to watch it all, ever.
Content.
I used to feel like there was like six shows back in the day.
Well, yeah, exactly. TV would turn off at 9 o'clock p.m. It's like there's nothing on the screen.
Now
there's static.
Nick at Night. Oh yeah.
So I watched other stuff.
Yeah,
I watched
a lot of stuff.
Did you? I watched Escape at Dannemora. It's so...
Oh, that's that Showtime Ben Stiller thing you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a weekly one. So I'm caught up with it. Now nice. I gotta wait like a sucker.
Like a chump.
Like a chump.
Idiot.
Waiting for this.
Should have waited to watch it at all.
Yeah. My alley got me into it. Now I'm into it. And it's really, really good.
All right.
Benicio Del Toro is great. Paul Dano's great.
Ooh, I love both of those guys.
Paul Dano's great. Patricia Arquette's great.
Oh, yeah.
And she's super unflattering. Like it's so unflattering. It's just fun to see.
Cool.
And then the guy, David Morse, who was one of the...
I know that name.
He was in The Green Mile. He was the real nice...
Oh, yep.
The nice guy. He's been in lots of stuff.
Yeah.
He's in it. And
he's
in
that
real
guy
good.
From that thing.
Yeah, yep. He is. That's yep. exactly
you know
him.
Yep. So that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing that play out all the way. What else did I watch? Oh, I'm almost like I think I'm maybe one episode away, maybe two from being caught up with Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Okay.
And there it's
goldmine.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's just lovely to watch. And she's
marvelous.
Yes. she's really good. And they kind of reference her a lot like that. Everyone falls in love with you. Everyone falls in love with you. And it's true. I mean, like, it's fun to like watch her. She's attractive, but she's also very good at what she does. And it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And there's a couple moments. Tony Shalhoub is a joy. Mm-hmm. He is a joy. And everything I see him do, like for the most part.
Has he done much since Monk?
Well, I'm I don't sure know. He was in Galaxy Quest. Like, I thought he was so funny in Galaxy Quest.
That was a long time.
It was a while ago.
Before Monk.
It was a while ago. He's done stuff, but I can't think of what.
Yeah.
But as a comedy actor and his particular style.
No, he's funny.
And this is just right in his wheelhouse. It's just perfect for him.
Right on.
And so that's a good one. There's something else I've watched, too. Dang it. What did I do with my list here?
Because your kiss.
Oh,
your
I watched
kiss
Dumpling.
Is on my list.
The Jennifer Aniston Netflix.
Yeah, Tony was watching that and said he cried. Not to call him out or anything, but
I cried.
Yeah,
it was I mean, they hit all the good. They hit all the good stuff. It's not perfect. It's not perfect.
Sure,
but it's good. And you expect to kind of hate Jennifer Aniston's character.
I thought she was the good guy.
She's the pageant mom, and then her daughter is the heavy girl who's not a pageant material.
Right, but I thought, well, again, I'm basing it just off of the trailer.
Yeah, and?
But I thought she was like fighting for like, you can't treat my daughter that way. We're going to show you. We're going to put her through the pageant.
She's more like, you don't want to do this. But she never, what I like about it, and it happens right away, and I noticed it, and it made me feel really good about her character and the story. She's never dismissive of her daughter. She's never not her, you know, like
not the mom.
Right.
On her team,
right?
You know, there's a part where they're introducing two girls. So the girl Dumpling and her best friend, who's much more attractive.
That's in the trailer.
This is your daughter, and she's like, no, this is my daughter. She says it in a way that's like, no, this is my daughter. I wish that was my daughter, but no, this is my daughter.
Right.
So, but it just hits a lot of things, the social things, like the fat phobia in high school, and the bias, and it's
so
good.
And
it's
good. Has there been a great? Does Netflix have a great movie? Like movie, they have great TV. Like some of their like Stranger Things is a great TV show, but do they have a great movie? Because you're like, it was good, it hit a lot of good beats, and I enjoyed it. Same thing, Bird Box, good, enjoyed
I'd
it.
I'd have to think about it.
I was saying no.
I have not seen like a oh my god, this movie is phenomenal on Netflix.
Yeah, if there is, I can't think of it offhand. I know.
What about the Coen Brothers thing? Is that would you consider that
is that
great?
An original?
Yeah,
I don't know. It is.
Yeah, it's great.
But again, it's vignettes and it's short and it's short story kind of thing. So is it? Would you consider that a feature movie?
Because it's vignettes.
It's not a feature film.
Right.
Right.
This is not.
Right.
Well, I mean,
Four Rooms.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing.
But you know, don't even that. Wouldn't you go
but,
like?
Well, and there's a and Tim Roth is a through character throughout that. This is just totally just some random stories, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So. It's like, do you remember Creepshow?
Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of that. That's kind of one of the first movies I remember seeing where the whole movie is just a collection of short stories.
So, yeah, they put out a lot of stuff. It's just a lot
of Tales from the Hood.
Mediocre stuff.
Did I see Tales from the Hood? I don't know. I don't know if I saw that.
I wouldn't say mediocre is a bad word. There's just a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But there's no good Oscar winners, is there?
No standout stuff.
They won any Oscars?
I don't think so.
They won Emmys. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They got a lot of good TV.
Sure.
House of Cards, now, Stranger Things. These are good TV shows.
And I guess they would be eligible.
There's a piece of news we missed.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm going to hit this button. Why is it not hitting? Tangent Train. Did you see that thing?
I saw that thing.
Did you see that Kevin Spacey thing?
No, I heard about it.
It's weird, dude.
Okay, so now I'm going to... Siri, remind me to watch the Kevin Spacey thing.
It's weird.
That's one of the biggest slices of awkward pie I have ever seen.
And he's like, let me be frank. Like, he's... I can't tell if he's being, like, an actor. I can't tell if he's being Kevin Spacey. I can't tell if he's admitting something. I can't.
Now, is this just
the weirdest thing.
Like, is it like same... a selfie video? Or is it like professionally?
Yeah.
By Netflix?
No.
No.
Like, definitely not.
It's like him sitting at his desk or a desk. And it'd be like if Mikey had a camera on me and I'm like, oh, hey. Like, it's almost like one of those.
Like the show. He's like on.
And he's like, you miss me. Like, you want me back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude.
Right. And he just got
the room.
Like, he just got actually accused about some other
brand
stuff.
New one?
Yeah.
Multiples.
Like, well, you knew there wasn't just one time. Like, well, it's like my nature of getting drunk and
it's
grabby.
Weird.
Oh, so. Okay. So creepy.
Right. And it's
so,
like.
Oh, so creepy.
It's, I don't know what the point is. I'm like, are you trying? Like, what are you. Have you just lost your mind?
I think
like,
he's just lost it.
Like, what happened?
No rational person.
I can't imagine.
And I'm like, where's your publicist? Like, why did they stop you from doing this?
Right. He clearly just did it by himself. Yeah. Like, and it's the only thing that makes sense. It's the weirdest. It's weird.
Just sorry. I'm sorry I remembered that.
No, it's valid because
I did want to see
it's
that.
It's valid. Thank you, Jared.
Even though I probably would have for the validation. Completely forgot about it and never saw it.
Yeah.
But
you're probably better off.
I remember hearing about it going, I want to see it.
It serves no purpose. Like, he's not denying anything. He's almost kind of admitting
straight
it.
Straight up. He doesn't say straight up, yeah, I did that shit. But it.
Right.
Just the vibe of it kind of confirms it for me, anyway.
Where he's like, you miss me. Like, you want me back. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, who cares?
It's like the same entitled crap someone who forces himself on somebody would say.
Right.
And does it feel like it was rehearsed and or does it feel like it's, like, off the cuff?
I mean, he's doing it as Frank Underwood.
Right.
And it looks professional. Like, so somebody is, like, professionally, like.
Or he set a camera up where Mikey is, a good one.
Like a really nice
one. And hit go. And then went and did it and edited it in whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it could very well have been made in his den on a MacBook.
Like, he's got. I can go buy a Blackmagic Ursa money.
Exactly. So. He can buy whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But it's very. It's very like. It doesn't matter what happened. You guys love me. Like, yeah. It's so. It's yeah.
Let's just put the curtain back.
Interesting.
It's so. It's
really.
Check it out.
Gross.
He's like, remember when I was. On 60 Minutes and stuff, and like because I'm being profiled as such a great actor, talking about my past. And I remember him talking about his past. Like, I remember I was kind of an asshole, but I've learned how to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, that's cool, I buy it,
right?
You know,
because he's an actor,
yeah. You told me that
actors are good,
you told me that's what to expect. Yeah, I'm like, okay,
we're really good liars, like, it's our whole livelihood.
Yeah, don't play poker with an actor,
yeah. Anyway.
Any hoodle.
Anybody watch anything else?
I watched a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We went through BJ's.
I had an accidental bad movie night.
Ooh.
I watched Love Actually.
Come on, dude.
That movie fucking sucks, guys.
How is that?
It is gross.
Tell me how.
There's nothing love about most of those stories.
That's not true at all.
Except for, like, the little kid.
No.
Like, the best man, how does a woman not see that and be immediately disgusted in her husband's best man by filming 100% close-ups of her face at her wedding? That is creepy as
fuck. That part is a little creepy, but...
That's a little creepy?
Well, that's funny,
that is so creepy.
You can relate to that, like, specifically, like, professionally. Right. So that's
so creepy, though. Okay. Like, come on.
This is true, but... Like, it shows the many... Like, that is their version of unrequited love. And that's valid. And the
you, Jared.
And the sorry, I don't know why that's my word, but like, but and the brother, the when she answers the phone for her brother, like, that's a very strong form of familial love that she's sacrificing her romantic love life for her familial love. Like, that's a very strong, valid form of love as well. And there's so many different things in this historic love between...
It's portrayed and acted in a way where we're supposed to be like, why would she do that?
Like, I don't see that,
why would she sacrifice herself? Like, why would she sacrifice her love life for her brother?
Because like, it's her kind of put bond upon, with her brother
is... It's put upon in the way where you feel like, I'm supposed to not like her for this? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just the way that it's... Huh. Like the guy who's involved, his total dismissal of like her need to be there for her brother.
Right,
like,
that guy sucks.
Like, no, that's just what I focus on. I'm like, well, that's bullshit.
Right, like, that's what I think. I'm like, that guy sucks because like, who are you to say she can't answer a phone call from her mentally challenged brother?
Right,
like anybody would answer the phone for that. So 90%
of the stories rub me the totally wrong way. I was like, this is dumb.
That's cool.
Like, yeah, I mean that's how that's why I asked like. What's your favorite story? Like I posted on Facebook a while back. Like, what's your favorite storyline? And the kid, so the many dad, people. By far. Yeah, that one is great.
Sam.
It's Jojen Reed. It's just very feel good.
The nude couple
feel
was that number.
Although no. in the solutions for what do I do about this girl? Say hi to her was not one of them.
Right.
From the dad, it's like, oh, we got a winner somehow.
Right.
Huh.
And none of the women are treated except for what's her face? What's her name? Alan Rickman's wife.
Oh, Emma Thompson.
She's the only like full and complete. Female character. All the rest of them are just women to be got or not got.
And then she's just
I can kind
of
see that.
With the exception of Lauren Linney. Yeah. Like she's a full complete character too, but like all the women have very little dialogue. And you have the vagina secretary for Alan Rickman. Like her whole purpose is there to like say the worst dialogue in the world.
Yeah, she does.
Dark places for dark deeds. I'm like, who wrote this trite garbage? Get out of here.
I'm going to watch it again and hate it.
And that necklace. And he buys her this necklace that looks like something I farted out in arts and crafts in eighth grade.
Yeah,
like,
the necklace
why is that a thing?
Pretty.
Like, what is that?
That's funny.
Like, I just,
Kelly Clarkson, The Trouble with Love.
And Colin.
That is such a good song.
Colin, who goes to America to acquire skanks, and then does, and literally brings them back, and gives one to his friend like a present. I brought you this woman back from America.
That's legit.
Like, come on, man. No, that's gross.
But that's not how it's happened. They are very
But that's
much,
what it is.
But it's not.
That's exactly what it
is. I don't know, but I think what...
I've just met you, but I'm going to make out with you.
More so, it just plays to this, like, the attraction of the foreign. Right? Yeah. That's a real thing. But they play it to a great extreme.
To an absolute extreme.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're so charming.
You just
I'm just going to get on an airplane
you just
with
show
you.
Show up, yeah, from Ireland or
fly
England.
Fly back
yeah.
to England.
And then you end up in the, in a three-way or a four-way with beautiful women.
And, right. like, the constant, like, unnecessary fat shaming of Natalie. The chubby girl? She's fat. Oh, this, what? Who
but that's why but Hugh Grant says this, he's the, like, what are you talking about?
Are we calling
about?
Her that?
Right.
Like, but it's why, not just why would you say she's like, chubby, everyone like, else except, he's the only person who can see that she's not, like, a chubby person. Like,
right. It is Come bizarre. On. But, that's why they're saying those things, to be like, what are we talking about? Like, why is this a thing? Yeah. But that's why when I posted, like, what's your favorite storyline, so many people were like, somebody picked the Laura Linney storyline because they can relate to, like, that type of relationship that you have. Sure. And so I get where you're coming from with it, but I don't know.
Just surface value, I'm like, this is garbage. Huh. I just didn't. None of it resonated with me at all.
Hey, how many movies and TV shows and songs have you, like, revisited after someone else gives you an opinion and then you're like, you know what? Now this sucks.
I'm still going to like it.
You're going to ruin this for me. Don't ruin it for me, Rich.
You like what you like.
Oh, yeah.
I was just not, because it was the first time I'd seen it. I'm like,
right.
Why do people, I could get people liking it. Like, and I get that. But I have people who are like rabidly in love with this movie.
Oh, yeah. They say it's like the best romantic comedy. I'm like, yeah.
Really?
I'm like, that's a bit much. But I can appreciate it for
Don't get me wrong.
Do you have a favorite romantic comedy?
Yikes. I don't know, man. There's so many. I would say recently it's probably Crazy Stupid Love. I really enjoyed that movie. Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to say either L.A. Story, which I really like. You've seen that one, Steve Martin?
Yep. Long ago.
Or Roxanne. I don't know if I
have Long ago. So Steve Martin.
It's a Steve Martin. Steve Martin's romantic.
Yeah.
He's romantic.
Totally. When I think heartthrob, I think Steve Martin.
I didn't say heartthrob. He's a romantic guy. He's a very romantic guy.
I also watched Bohemian Rhapsody, which was awesome. Like, so it's not, it's not a great movie.
Sure.
But it's a good movie, and I love Queen, so it's for that.
For the experience
of seeing it on the screen, and like the recreation of the Live Aid concert was amazing.
That's cool.
Really cool.
Did you see Aquaman?
I did not see Aquaman. I wanted to see it today.
BJ, you see Aquaman?
I have not seen it.
Hey, Mikey, did you see Aquaman?
I sure did.
Ooh. Did you?
Yay.
And does it suck?
No, I heard a lot of people kind of like poo-pooing it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
There you go.
I mean, I had a good time, but you know, I went in with like zero expectations.
You're not looking for Citizen Kane.
Yeah, no. It's just a fun movie, and I think I'll say this: it's the best of the DC movies.
Really? Has a 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, better than Wonder Woman.
So well, that's tough, but yeah, I think so. I think so for me.
Cool.
But I loved Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I have no interest. I have no interest in.
I want to see it. I think it looks pretty, if nothing else. But
and how was Momoa as because my understanding is he is just being Jason Momoa, who is charismatic and charming and whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
That's fine.
I heard people complain that maybe they tried too hard to kind of make him like, he's funny.
They just let him loose. Yeah, right.
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it worked. It was his character in...
Is the shot in the trailer when he steps out of the waterfall or whatever with his orange and classic suit, is that badass in the movie?
I think so.
Because I want to see that part.
Cool. Yeah. I want to see that too. I thought it looked cool in the trailer.
I'm all about that.
They made that cool?
I'm like, he looks badass. Wow. And it looks like, again, this is me like speculating from a trailer of which I haven't seen the movie, but it looks like he just does something badass or he just gets the suit and it's like, look at me. Right.
Yeah.
And so I am hoping it's something along
those thought lines. That's one of the things that I like, movie good or bad, I thought that combination, that suit would never look good.
Right.
I thought there was no way to make that look good in film. And right. it looks good.
It looks good.
So, yeah, looks hats bad. Off.
No, there was visually, like this movie, like some of the creatures that they create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am just like, I love this creature. Like, cool. I mean, there are these, they're these fish guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it.
What? Yeah. There's fish guys?
Yeah, I know. What a surprise, right? Crazy. In Aquaman. But, no, like, I'm all, when I was a kid, there was like a design, I entered a contest for like design a He-Man character.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And that fish man is my character. I loved it.
Stole it. That's fantastic. So we got to protect your IP, man.
I know. Should never enter
copyright all that stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm sure I'll see it at some point, but yeah. I'm not rushing out to the theaters, that's for sure.
That whole contest was simply just a way to like get ideas.
A clever, 30 years
later. We got you.
Gotcha.
From this contest we ran 30 years ago, we've got the likeness of the Aquaman.
Actually, I got a piece of news that kind of relates to that. Like really small, not super important news, but there was the, Batman versus Robin animated movie done recently? And it looks like they directly lifted some fight choreography from like a popular YouTube channel.
Huh.
So the guy whose channel it was like does it side by side. He's like, I mean, you guys be the judge, but the moves are exactly the same.
Really?
And not just that the moves are the same, but like the timing of them is the same. Like the impact is the same. Like it's like, so somebody at Warner Brothers Animation saw this and goes, well, that looks cool. Let's just draw it.
Yeah. Was it like one of the Bat and the Sun like fight choreo guys? Like, or was it just some random...
I forget the guy's name.
But is it like a popular kind of thing?
Apparently, the guy is fairly popular.
See, that's the thing. If you're gonna steal, like, go freaking obscure, man. Get digged out in there. Steal my shit.
Watching him side by side, I was blown away. I was like, wow, that's pretty blatant ripoff.
Yeah. Like, have they not seen that Kung Fu Jones takes on the Martians?
Because you should check that out.
If you haven't seen it yet. I do karate.
Times. I was gonna call this like best of 2018, but we only talked about those movies for a very short amount of time.
Well, let's talk about a couple great things about this 18 about
keep,
this year.
I can keep going.
One of the things like that's great about this year,
yeah,
is we have Rich here.
Yes,
That's new this year.
Yes,
Mikey P.
Mikey P's here.
Is here this
more
year.
Often that's than there. Not. Yes,
Maddie doing a segment is new.
That's new
this year.
Yes.
Do we have any other segments?
No other segments. I mean, Tony's been a lot more ranty, which is fun. Hopefully, that turns into a segment.
Now, did he? He didn't talk about. I'm surprised he didn't mention when he was the guest host how he wants to do his own podcast. Is he about to? I don't remember mentioning it on air.
He's about to have one.
He talked about it afterwards.
Yeah, he's about to have one.
Yeah,
yeah, it's coming.
So we'll promo that.
Promo the hell out of that when that happens for sure. This studio, not studio, it's my garage. This is a 2018 thing.
When did you move in? It is a studio.
September.
So it's only been four months.
I mean, very end of August we started moving stuff in.
Okay.
But I think
Yeah, this is new.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more yard. Right. I like the yard. I miss them crickets.
I'll tell you that much.
I miss the helicopters.
You know what I miss? I miss getting the shit bit out of you. No, our getting scared shitless out of a stupid baby opossum.
Yes. Yes.
That happened. That scared the crap out of me.
That was a funny thing.
That was funny. Let's see. What, 2018? I've been married for a year in this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, made it a year. BJ's going to go pee for the second time.
It's potty time.
You know what? Here's another thing about you guys being here. When BJ gets up to go pee, I don't drown in misery.
Oh, God. You couldn't have picked a better phraseology for that.
Chose it specifically.
Oh, man.
Because way back in the Life's a Binge early days, when it was me and BJ sitting on a couch in Todd's living room.
Yeah.
BJ's like,
that's the first time I was a guest.
He's like, I gotta go pee. And he got up and walked away. And I was like, don't worry, I got this. And then it was just me by myself. And I was like, wait, I don't got this.
Just play some elevator music in the meantime.
It's like, I do not got this.
That's funny.
So I'm glad you guys are here.
So what was your favorite film? Or a TV show?
No, I would probably pick Avengers, just because I am all about that. There's no way that I am this far into it that I can't just keep it going. You know what, though? Honestly, once I saw Spider-Man, I would say that Spider-Man's better. Well, it's not better. It's hard to say because the Avengers has so much weight behind it, so much like backstory and everything. But
as one single movie.
Right. As if you take Avengers Infinity War versus Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse, I would say that I enjoyed, as a standalone movie, Spider-Man is better.
I would even say it's just a better film in general. Like, better made, better written.
Yeah. Because if you're just looking standalone, if you don't know anything about anything else, if you just happen to jumping in seeing Avengers, you're like, I don't know. Why do I care about any of these people?
Yeah.
Where Spider-Man sets it up without boring you to death with this.
You could know nothing about Spider-Man as a character and still enjoy that movie.
Right. A very Miles Morales thing going on right now.
I do. It's not an accident.
I'm just looking at it like, very
with
Miles
my Spider-Man
with
socks.
And your hoodie.
You don't usually wear your own merch.
And your hood's up. And, yeah, I'm just saying. But
that
might
be my Comic-Con costume for next year.
Nice. If I can pull that off. Yes.
It was driving me nuts when you guys were talking about Tony Shalhoub and what he's done recently.
Yeah,
what has he done?
I'm like, I know I've seen him in something. It was driving me nuts. I looked it up. He was in a CBS series in 2016 called Brain Dead. Huh. I know I've recommended it to BJ before. It's a ridiculous comedy dramas, political satire. Basically, aliens come these alien bugs, that suck your brain out.
All right. And
that's why the political climate is the way that it is now. It's so ridiculous, but it's so funny.
That does sound
awesome.
Funny.
And Tony Shalhoub is
It's not still on, though, right?
No.
I didn't survive.
Yeah, one season, and but it's very binge-worthy, so I would highly recommend that. BJ, I think you'd get the biggest kick out of that.
All right.
Something else that's totally ridiculous is that you said the phrase driving me nuts twice in there, and all I can think of is that stupid pirate joke. Yar, it's driving me nuts.
I love that joke.
It's still
steering wheel on my belt buckle.
Right.
I don't know, but it's driving me nuts.
All pirate humor is funny.
Oh, man.
Never tell you the joke?
Driving me nuts.
So about... You heard the joke. You've seen the latest
Tacoma? No. Yes, you told me that.
You see the latest pirate movie?
No.
Yes.
It's rated R. Uh-huh. And
what be a pirate's favorite letter?
So yeah. So
we is it like, R?
We just, yeah, that's a good. That's good. That's good. Yeah,
there's so many answers. Is it R? No, it's the C.
I love it. I love it. I love that so much. I love like tell like the person who can't tell a joke. Like,
oh yeah.
What? You're the new pirate movie. It's rated R. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, so they read it, tell the joke. The have you heard the new pirate movie? It's rated PG. Oh, no. I messed that joke up. Oh, man. That reminds me. We were telling jokes between sets at the world. And so this guy, Brandon, who's happened to take a class with Tony at Grossmont College. Uh-huh. And he's telling these jokes, and they're really long, drawn out, sort of like pointless jokes, but funny, really funny. And Kyle, who's in the video there, is telling jokes too. And he tells a joke about the guy who you tell a joke and then it ends. And then it's like, well, that nothing really happens. And then you go on, and then a few little while later, you tell another joke, and then it brings home their joke.
Sure, sure, sure.
So the girl is trying to tell the joke, and she tells them in the wrong order.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no. Boo.
Yeah, she's sharing. I'm like, you can't. Like, you ruined can't do that it like one. That.
Womp,
like,
womp.
Yeah, you got to talk about the brick in the air first, and then the parrot. Then the parrot and the flight. Yeah.
So. This just in. Indianapolis 27, Tennessee 17, ew, with 3.5 minutes left in the fourth.
Colts need to win that game.
Indy, it will be either one.
But Marcus whoever Mariota, wins is in. Mariota's out, so that's why I was like, oh.
Win and womp, in womp for both those teams. So anyway, playoffs are set. Good times. Football. Woo.
Playoffs.
Had to get some football in there.
Go Seahawks, go Chargers, go Bears.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, what was your favorite movie of the year?
Oh, no? This year?
Yes.
Movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did I see?
Avengers, Black Panther, Spider-Man. You didn't see any of
those? Probably Avengers. Like, I think that was my favorite one.
Yeah, that's what my default was, too. But I think that's what they programmed me to say.
Yeah. Like, who knows anymore?
Like, legitimately.
Disney overlords.
Right. Like it's just, it's crazy.
What's funny, Mikey talking about this plot of the movie and their little alien brain suckers. Mm-hmm. So,
Ready Player One was this year.
So,
Creed 2. Rampage.
You can really you imagine? Like Rampage. Can't you imagine, like, nowadays, all of us, like, in the last couple years, everybody's, like, angry that there's some kind of brain sucking going on?
Maybe.
Somebody's
getting
their brains.
All be happy with
somebody's
it.
Getting their brain sucked.
Dude, Book Club. That's my favorite movie of the year. Book Club.
Yeah.
No,
what?
That's Diane Keaton. And
you sure it's not A Wrinkle in Time?
Watching reading Giant 50 Shades.
Flying
Skyscraper, Rampage, The Rock movies.
Oh, Rampage.
There you go.
Rampage. I'm a big Rampage fan.
Oh, wait, no, Jumanji was last year.
Oh, it might have been this year. It might have been this year. Oh, Life of the Party. Wah, wah.
Oh, Game Night. I loved Game Night.
Oh, Game Night was Game pretty really good.
So that's up there, one of my favorites.
Black Klansman.
That was good too.
Good.
Yep. Film.
Sherlock Gnomes. Come on, guys. Paddington 2. Did you see either of these Paddington movies?
I've not seen either of them.
I've heard they are very good for being a dumb animated bear movie. It's supposed to be really, really good.
You should probably watch those.
Right.
I mean, I just.
Well, I thought only the bear is animated. Like everything else.
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Like Ted.
Yeah.
Now there's a movie.
Let's see. I'm just Robin Hood 2018. Mm-hmm. Super Troopers 2. That was this year. That was funny.
I haven't seen that.
Second Overload.
Fantastic Beasts.
Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murder. That was not.
That was bad.
Not good.
Like Bumblebee?
I heard it's good.
I've heard it was. I actually heard it was really good.
I heard Bumblebee was real good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's got a ways to go to like pull me out of my. Transformers
hate.
Yeah.
But that's like, what this one's supposed to do. Because it's a prequel and there's none of the characters that you've seen before.
They went back to the Gen 1 designs.
Yep.
Like they're doing everything they can to make you want to watch them.
And I think I was.
Are there no jive talking robots?
I think. Right. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Or sex robots or whatever. Yeah. There was a.
But Fernando saw it. Sorry. Jay saw it. And he's like,
and you call him Fernando.
Can't not do it. Yes,
but okay. So I thought that's okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
Fernando. Anyway, so he saw it, and he's like, you can actually see all the fighting. Like, they didn't, like, Michael Bay it, where it's, like, all zoomed in, and all you see is robots. Like, he said the fighting, and it's really good, and, like, you can actually see the robots fighting with wide shots.
So, I mean, I can actually imagine see what that. I wanted to see in the first fucking place?
Exactly. So, yeah. And it's getting good critical review, too. So, good times.
Oh, Pacific Rim 2 was this year.
Quiet Place was
I enjoyed Pacific
too.
Rim 2.
Quiet Place.
Just because it was big
and it was fun, big and loud and fun. Yeah.
The big scale stuff. Sure. Like I still go through the park right now, and the new roller coaster, it gives me the little Cloverfield, the Pacific Rim feel to it. All it's right. Like big in the sky.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was this year.
Great movie.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than the first one.
Yes. Anyway, there's been a lot of stuff. So, yeah. What was your favorite out there, people? Let us know.
What are you looking forward to next year?
Let us know. Game of Thrones.
And Avengers.
To find out what's happening in the snapping.
Captain Marvel.
Avengers is four.
Four. What are they calling this?
Endgame.
Oh, Endgame.
Avengers. Okay. Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a world.
Yeah. It's the fourth Avengers movie.
Yes.
Because there's Avengers, and then there's Avengers Age of Ultron, and then there's Avengers Infinity.
More like a week of Ultron, though, really, than an age.
Yeah. This is valid. Yeah. This is valid.
That
Rich.
One was not that
it's
great.
Valid. It's valid.
Not that great.
How often do I say that word?
A lot.
Valid the
apparently.
Apparel.
I do say that word a lot.
A lot.
That was my phone. It flashed.
Validivach.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just rambling now. Let's get out of here and celebrate the new year with everyone.
Happy New Year.
We might, I'm going to say this, we might take a short break because I want to get things locked and loaded to get the, whatchamacallit, ready to go, the brackets.
Yeah.
To find the best year of movies and all that. And I want to get that kind of going.
No, it was a secondary one that we were talking about. We need to do that too.
Yep. We'll do whatever that was.
Yeah. Well, I'll never remember now.
Because it's probably recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought it was the game.
Yeah, like I said.
Oh, yeah. The game. Buff. The game. Yeah. Doing a game thing. Game show thing.
Sure, yeah.
But we're going to get some stuff rolling. So maybe we'll be back next week. Maybe we won't. I don't even know if they're going to be a rerun. We'll see. Every podcast I listen to takes breaks, and we do not.
We'll take a break.
Yeah. We can put a rerun in.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, we'll probably be back next week, or there's a rerun, or there might be nothing. But with all of that being said, thank you for listening and putting up with us for 177 episodes so far, which is a lot of fucking episodes. It's a podcast. It's a lot of hours. Especially when we talk for 2 hours. You're welcome, Tony, for 2 hours of content.
Yep.
Tony gets mad at us.
If we're not long enough?
Oh, no. He wants us to like put a timer on it and be like, you need to stop What's Up at 5 minutes. You need to do that. And I'm like, there's something to that. But there's also something to us just rambling like idiots.
Yeah, we're going to do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you had your own podcast, you could do whatever you wanted, Tony.
That's the point.
Yeah. Anyway, and you don't have to listen, but you can't help it because you love us. Anyway, thanks out there for listening, and we'll see you guys in the new year. Have a safe holiday. And with all that being said, this has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll will see you on the couch. Life's a binge.
Was there not a phone call?
Right? Nope.
DJ McEvely didn't call?
No.
he messaged me.
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.